4 DTY, can I get a radio check?
DTY, Daniel, this is Chad, KO4 NUE. How are you today, bud?
How about you? You sounded good the other night.
I appreciate that, bud. I really do. What you up to today?
I'm filming tomorrow, so I'm out running errands today trying to get everything ready, but I purchased and installed a new radio in my truck and wanted to try it out.
I noticed a little difference there. You sound real good, nice and clear, and got some good strength to it, some good tone to it. What kind of radio did you get?
You guys, I told you I tried to get that Kenwood, and I could not get it at all. The only place I could find it was on eBay, and everybody wanted top dollar for it, even for their used units. I ended up buying that TYT 9800.
Good. There's a little bit of ignition noise in there, but it's nothing hardly mentionable at all. But you're nice and clear, and sound like you got a little bit of power behind it. What's your power level at?
So this tops out at 50 watts, but I'm in medium, so I think I'm like right at that 25 watts. I do have it running straight to the battery, so I'm not sure where maybe the engine noise is coming from.
It's gone now, so I don't know where you, I mean, near a red light or anything the first time or anything like that.
Talking to you initially, I was at a red light and I took off.
You're sounding excellent. I mean, pleasant to listen to. No complaints here. No complaints at all. But tell me, if you got a minute, tell me about this call sign change. What prompted you to change your call sign?
When I first got my original call sign out, I wasn't terribly in love with it, and I kept messing up and stumbling over it phonetically and could not get it to sound right at all. But I didn't want to change it initially until I tried to get used to it. But I ended up just changing it to my initials of all things. I felt like that would be pretty easy to remember and say, so that's what I ended up doing.
I didn't catch that. I'm glad you told me. DTY, I get it now. Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So what do you, if you don't mind me asking, what are you filming this weekend?
I do a lot of corporate jobs, but this week I'll be at the Biltmore filming a wedding.
My wife has season tickets to the Biltmore. Her and her sister go up there on the weekends a lot, and they go up there to the restaurant and try the wines and the cheese and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, that'd be her. She loves that place up there.
Get there. It's just when you're filming a wedding and you're dressed up in all your gear, plus you have to look nice for the wedding. I tell you what, it is a hike and a half when you're going back and forth between places.
And it's unbelievably hot too. That makes it a little difficult.
Yeah. But I wanted to ask you a question. So I heard you do the net call the other night. How'd you end up doing that, and what led you to doing it?
I belong to the Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club up in Tryon, and here recently, I guess, kind of, sort of, am, I guess, the training guy. We're just trying to bring some training into the club, and, you know, some of the newer hams coming in, including myself, there's a lot of experience at that club, and I kind of asked to be the training guy there so that, you know, we can learn from the more experienced people. So it's hard to train somebody in anything if you're not willing to try to step up and learn yourself. So that's kind of what prompted me to try it, and it forces me to kind of learn from a different perspective how things work and how difficult it can be to be a net controller and just to track all the information that comes in and out. So that, I mean, that's kind of why, just to try to better myself, and then I can take that information back to my club and help train, you know, from what I've learned, lessons learned, that kind of thing. This is Chad, KO4NUE, and Daniel, KO4DTY.
To both of you. And just got in the car, run up, pick up some lunch, and then heading back to the house shortly. So I've been working around the house. Sounds like you got yourself involved, Chad. Good thing to do.
Yeah, I think that was K1. DTY, is that right, Daniel? I'm sorry.
It's KI4DTY, so no problem on that mess up. Like I said, it's brand new to me, too, so I know it probably threw you off a little. But no, that's pretty cool about the learning. I honestly have learned the most from you and Patrick, and so it's been really great to talk to you guys, so I totally hear what you're saying about trying to get involved and learn more.
Hang on, Daniel. So you're right, Rusty. I did decide to get involved. I was just telling Daniel that I'm a member of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club up in Tryon, North Carolina. And I am the training guy up there. So I thought I would, you know, just get involved as much as I could so I can, I know it sounds kind of corny, but, you know, maybe just set the example and just try to learn for myself and make me better and faster. And I can already tell the difference. Let me let this repeater cycle. KO4NUE for station ID. So I've been tracking call signs for a couple of weeks, trying to keep up with the stations as they come in. And it's really made a big difference as far as being able to latch onto a call and get it onto a piece of paper with their name and location. That's not always an easy thing to do, but I've got it down to a point to where I'm pretty good at it, and that's just made me better, if you understand what I'm saying.
Over the years, I have been a net controller for different kinds of nets, both HF nets and 2-meter nets and everything around, and field day events and all that stuff, too. I've learned over the years, you know, I know a lot more people by their call sign and sometimes than I even remember their names or where they live. But you learn a lot about it when you get involved with nets. It will teach you a lot of people. It'll introduce you to a lot of people, and it will make you aware that, you know, this hobby is a big, wide area hobby, something that can get you in line with, you know, with things like that. I'll tell you what, Chad, you got your general license, don't you?
Yes, sir.
All right, check out 3905ccn.org. That's a Worked All States and DX Awards net. We're very big nationwide. We've got over 4,000 members that belong to our nets and everything. Take a look at that website. look at the things that we do and look at the people that check in. I worked years ago when I first got involved with them. I worked WAS on 75 meters, and that's rough to do because you got to have a lot in Alaska. I worked WAS on 75 meters with 100 watts and a wire antenna. And you learn a lot about things when you start talking because you work all 50 states, and that takes some work. Alaska, I got it about 1:30, quarter two in the morning, and I got Hawaii at about 3:30, quarter four in the morning. But you know, that's the way to do it. And since then, I have learned using that on that same group. I've gotten WAS on 40 meters too. So, you know, and a lot of DX stations. I've worked a lot of DX that way. So that's something to read about, and that'll give you some more insight into doing things. W2T. Oh, well, go ahead, Daniel.
I hear what you're saying, Chad. I'm on it kind of like you are, Chad. I just like to kind of hear people and see if I can talk to just local people and get to know everyone.
So here's my plan, is that since I'm going to do a little bit of training at the club, we do a net call every Monday night at 7:30. It's a small club, and I started off there, being one of the net controllers there. But I want to eventually get to a point to where we can start training the club on some simplex nets and just trying to do that. And what that will do is that will force some of the other operators to relay and get rid of some of their mic fright. And it's going to help them become faster. And it's going to help the club grow a little bit as far as, you know, if you do the same thing every night, and there's nothing wrong with that, don't get me wrong. But if you try something new, that kind of forces people to, you know, learn a little bit more. And, I mean, there's a little bit more to that the way I see it, but that's the general scope of what I want to do. At the end of the day, it's all about contribution and just trying to grow and learn and bring some people with me, and you know, that can't be a bad thing.
Okay, well, I've arrived where I'm picking up my lunch. I'll be back shortly. W2T, go ahead, Daniel.
I totally agree with you, Chad. I was a couple of months ago when I was first trying to get on the radio, I definitely had major mic fright. Which I still do. I still get scared to even jump in half these conversations. But I could not get anybody to respond at all. And I was sitting on my back porch, and I was like, I'm going to try this one more time. And that's when you and Patrick jumped in and made my day, because I pretty much was ready to just get rid of my radio and just call it quits.
KO4HKX.
There he is.
Listening for just a few minutes. Good to hear you too, Daniel and Chad. And, Chad, I was listening to you talk about doing some simplex stuff. I've been trying to do some research on the 2-meter sideband, single sideband, so you can do some more simplex locally.
Ask about the simplex. Can either one of you kind of explain it to me a little bit?
Take it? You want me to take it? What you want to do?
Daniel, simplex is direct communication. It's like two walkie-talkies talking between them. That's simplex. You're just doing it with a little more power.
Then yeah, I can understand that. So how would you find those channels?
There are national simplex channels. And then you can use the channels that are not input for repeaters in your area also. Pretty much anything we have access to, as long as you're not bothering somebody else, you can use Simplex on it, is my understanding. Now, I may be wrong, but somebody will correct me.
So, Daniel, the way this works is, let's say, just for an example, you know how we check into the Blue Ridge Repeater every night at 9 o'clock, and the net controller, he collects all of the calls and lists their calls and locations and names. So what would happen if a bad snowstorm or earthquake or whatever damaged the repeater, and there was no repeater to collect all of those calls and send it out to a decent broadcast area where everybody could hear? So if that were to ever happen, then you would have to go to Simplex. And there's a lot of implied tasks that come with being in Simplex. And what I mean by that is, let me let this repeater cycle. This is KL4NUE for station ID. Obviously, your range is not as far because you don't have the height and the power that the repeater has. So you're not going to be able to reach everybody that you would reach during a normal net call. But that would require other operators to relay traffic back to you, the net controller, to collect those calls. And some of those calls the net controller may not even hear. So, for example, let's say Patrick is up in Penrose, and I'm in Campobello. But you've got somebody like James up in Tuxedo. So if we did a Simplex call, I may not be able to hear James, but Patrick can hear James, and Patrick can hear me. So Patrick can relay his information to me, and it's just kind of a nice thing to do because it forces everybody to get off of their traditional frequency and learn a little bit more about the radio. And okay, well, I gotta move to this frequency. How do I do that? What menu trees do I use? It just helps people to be a little bit more proficient the way I'm seeing it. But other people may not agree with that. But that's kind of where I'm at with it.
That makes a lot of sense. So is there almost like a buddy system? How would that actually work during like an emergency type of situation?
I'm not sure how the Blue Ridge repeater system works, but typically the way it's going to work at our club is if the repeater goes down, obviously everybody is going to know that. So we'll have a written SOP that says if the repeater goes down, everybody go to this frequency, the Simplex frequency, and check it every hour on the hour, and you can take directions from the net control as Simplex operators start to come in. And it's just a way for us to keep an eye on one another, because if one of my club members is, you know, trees fall and can't get out of the driveway, then, you know, if I'm able to go up there and help him, I'm gonna go help him get out of the driveway. But if the repeater's down, or, you know, cell phones are down or whatever, if they don't know to go to that Simplex, then, you know, it's kind of a mute point. And I guess, from my viewpoint, this KO4NUE for station ID, point is I want to get the most out of my radio I can, and I want to get the most out of this hobby that I can. And the only way for me to do that is to ask what some people might be stupid, what some people might think is a stupid question, or maybe embarrass myself a little bit. Not intentionally, but that's the only way I'm going to learn, and there's just no way around it for me. Now, other people might can do things differently, but I can't. So I'm going to do what I got to do to be better at this, and that's just the way, I guess, the way I am.
100% agree with you, and because I don't get no help up here where I'm at. I mean, I just don't have anybody that I know of. At least I haven't found anybody either. There's a couple guys in Hendersonville, but I still don't know them. And trying to make contact with anybody on Simplex, I've not had any luck at all yet.
Bye. Yeah, and I'm the same way. I don't really know anybody on ham close by me either. I kind of got on it for the purpose, well, two reasons. I was interested in it. Kind of an acquaintance of mine in Virginia, he's in ham and was like, hey, you need to get on it. So I was like, I'm interested. But I'm with you, Chad. Half the time, I don't even know what I'm really supposed to be doing with it and trying to learn and stumble around.
2RCO.
That's KO4NUE, Chad, KO4HKX, Patrick, and K14DTY, Daniel. And we're having a big discussion about Simplex and, you know, how to use that. So jump on in here, bud.
Hey, I know a guy up in Penrose. He'll come help you if you need it.
Be right there.
Daniel, Russell, and Patrick. So here's the way this works. So I have started to take some of the members in the Blue Ridge Repeater that check in on the net. And I've gone to Google Earth and started to, because their address, everybody's address is public knowledge. When you get your call sign, that address is posted. So I've gone to Google Earth and started plotting where these operators live. Just for example, so let's say something happened to the repeater and it shut down for some reason, okay? I could call Russell could call you, and you could possibly call someone else that's closer to Patrick to get information to Patrick, and then Patrick could call that mysterious person between you and him, then you would call Russell, and then Russell could make a call to me. So if there's enough operators that can do that, you can move through the repeater problem, or the repeater being down, and still be able to disseminate information and help somebody if they need help. But if there's no coordination to do that, nobody knows where to go or what to do. But I'm working on it. I'll get a little map together or something, and then maybe one day I'll get in touch with you and Patrick or Russell and say, hey, look, would y'all be interested in trying some Simplex and see how this works and see if we can make it work? And that's, I mean, it just has to go that kind of way, I guess.
Hey, you could definitely tell me, and I would definitely be interested in. Yeah, I mean, if you ever needed help, I mean, I'm not quite sure how far you are from me, but, I mean, if you ever got in a bind, you could definitely connect with me, and I'm happy to do what I can.
Patrick.
Go ahead and second that. I mean, I spent 27 years in emergency service helping people I didn't know, so helping people out that I do know or do talk to on the radio, I mean, that's like second nature, and I think that's second nature for a lot of us. We're all willing to help people.
A lot of us got in this hobby is to meet other people and to help where we could. For me, I like going and helping people. I'm out mobile a lot during the day, so down in that area, and that's why I monitor most all day. And I don't mind help. If somebody needs something, I'll be glad to come help.
And 4ZLK Mobile. Chad, there we go. I was just going to comment, one way you can find out about Simplex or how close you are to people, I just hit the input button on my radio and I could pick up Daniel and Russell I'm over here on White Horse Road. But, you know, if you're listening to a conversation, just hit the input, and it'll tell you if you're close enough to be able to contact them on Simplex.
Okay. Well, let's see there. I mean, I didn't know that. So I'll put that in my notes, and I'll start trying that to see how it goes. But I think that this hobby is about like-minded people who have a sincere desire to try to be helpful some way. And with my situation out here, I've got two parents that we have to care for. We're their caregivers, and they're immunocompromised. And, you know, if I need some help, I have to take care of them, and I have to make sure that they're cared for. And this is just another way for me to do that, and I take that kind of seriously because they're my parents, and I can do and learn as much as I can to make these radios work for me, you know. But if somebody else is in that position too, I'm there. But if I don't train on it and learn how to do it, it's pretty much useless. And that's like I said, that's where I'm at with it.
N4Z, okay, let me grab it again real quick. I may not have said this. I meant to say most radios have a reverse button on it. And when you hit that reverse button, it goes to the input frequency, which on this repeater is 146.010. It's 600 kilohertz down, I think that's right. Anyway, that's a good way of checking. If you don't have a reverse button, there should be a menu function that'll allow you to do that. Anyway, I'm pulling into my next stop. Good to hear you guys. N4ZLK.
RCL, I gotta jump off here for just a minute, guys, and I'll be back on. HKX. For me, Chad and Daniel, I keep the input channel in my scan list so that I can monitor it if people are close by. And then if you need to, you can switch over there. As I'm driving around, I kind of figure out where I'm getting close to people, because you get to talking to the same people over and over again. You'll figure it out.
And it's probably a dumb question. I guess I'm not following the input channel. I mean, I know I'm on channel 146.610. But what do you mean by input channel?
Programmed your radio to 146.610 on this repeater. You had to program the input channel in, or the step, which was 6 kilohertz down. That is your input channel. That's the channel you're actually transmitting on to get to this repeater.
So how the guy said you could hit the input channel and see how close you were to somebody? I guess I'm not following that.
You can look at your S meter and see what kind of signal strength you got, and that'll tell you if they're close or not. And how, you know, you can kind of judge how close you are. If the stronger the signal, the closer they are.
Like, when you're talking, you're at full bars for me.
Receiving from the repeater, yes. But on Simplex, you'll run up, I think it's 9 or 10, something like that, on most radios. Depends on the radio there also. So you got to figure that out. But that's the general idea.
I understand that. I guess I missed that part where we were still talking about the Simplex part of it. But, yeah, that makes a lot more sense now.
Hey, Daniel, so let me, Patrick is right. So just so there's no gaps with you. So when you program this repeater into your radio, you are going to program basically a transmit frequency, and then you're going to transmit to the repeater. It's going to drop that frequency. It's going to drop what you say down 600, and then transmit what you have to say 600 away from what your transmit is. You follow what I'm saying?
No, because I know that with the repeater, it can't use the same channel to transmit and receive, so it's going to offset it.
But the function or the input button, whatever the radio is saying, is that basically you're clipping off, you're staying on your transmit. In other words, you are transmitting on 146.610, and you're taking the repeater out of the system. So anybody that you can hear or talk to on the reverse function means that you can reach them on simplex, and you can judge how far they are by your signal strength that you receive from them. Just for example, I could get off of this, release my mic, and hit my reverse function, and I can hear Patrick, but he's down in the weeds. I can pick him out barely, but I can pass communication with him without the repeater. Now, I haven't tried you yet, but next time you key up, I'll drop down to the reverse function and see if I can hear you. And that'll let me know, okay, well, Daniel's close enough to where I could give him some information to relay to Patrick if the repeater went down.
Back inside my house, I'm on that Yaesu, the FT2980. So, yeah, there's a DW-REV button, so I would basically click on that button, and then if I can hear you while you're talking, then you're close enough for me to communicate with.
It is the reverse function button, then yes. So while you were keying your mic, I hit the reverse function, basically took the repeater out, and you are down. Your signal strength is way down, but very audible. So I know that I could talk with you simplex, no problem. Like I said, Patrick, I don't know if he's mobile or he's home or whatnot, but he's down in the weeds, but I can still pick him up. And I know I could talk with both of y'all right now without the repeater.
Are you home on your 991A?
I'm on the Kenwood TVM-71.
Home, and I'm looking for the reverse button on this one, 991A, and I don't see it. That's why I was going to ask.
RCL, don't feel bad, Patrick. I'm looking at my Anytone while I'm driving down the road trying to figure out where it's at on it.
What I would do is go to the mode button, and when it brings up your keypad, manually put in the reverse of what we are. I'm sure there's a way to do it, but I'm not sure how to do that just yet on Yaesu. It's so complicated that I haven't tried that yet. But so whatever the drop is, just manually input that on the Yaesu with no tones or anything, and see what that is.
What simplex channel do you usually try?
And it was what I'm trying to say is that as far as me and my club goes, we have no written SOP or no frequency to go to try. And that's something that not a lot of people try to do. I don't know why that is. Maybe we just get in a routine and just don't think about the repeater ever having problems or anything. But I learned the other day when that storm came through, I learned some lessons from that. And I hope nothing ever happens to the repeater, but if it does, I might as well take the radios and throw them out in the yard. If I don't have someone to talk to or a frequency to go to where people who have agreed to, okay, well, if the repeater goes down, we're going to all go to this frequency and at this time, and somebody step in and say, okay, kind of what stations are here? If y'all check in every 2 or 3 hours on this frequency, we can pass traffic to Patrick or anybody in the net. We'll just hop the traffic along to somebody. It takes longer, but you can still do it.
And now I didn't know if there was a certain channel you were already using, but I get what you're saying. But yeah, I'm totally, like the other guys were saying, I'm totally game for trying it, doing it, picking a channel, whatever.
Still in there. Hang on, I'm going to give you some information. You may already have this already, but give me 1 second here. Hang on, Patrick. Let me find the, here we go. 146.610, and that's a negative. So you're going to reverse that 600. So stand by, Patrick.
Oh, yeah, Chad, I know what the input frequency is. I've got all that. I was just looking for a quick flip on the radio if you knew what it was.
Yeah, mobile. Use the standard simplex frequency. What is it? 146.52 or something like that. There's one that everybody uses if they go to simplex.
Tom, N0TR, you got Daniel here, K14DTY, KO4NUE, and KO4HKX, Patrick. Yeah, so, see there, I mean, can you give me that frequency again, Tom? Because I've never heard that before. I didn't know that we had a simplex we could go to.
Well, it's been so long since I used it. You'll have to just look. It's 146.52. Some guy down here one time scolded me and said, no, that's the simplex calling frequency. Baloney. If there's an emergency, use it for whatever you want. It's pretty standard across the United States. I think it's 52, 146.52. But look it up to be sure. I'm an old timer, and it's been a while since I used that. I have it in my, if I'm scanning, if somebody's talking on simplex, well, not quite often, but I do hear them running, like summits on the air and things like that, up on the mountains, and guys will be on handy talkies and that, and they'll be using the simplex frequency. So it's always a good one to have programmed in.
For HKX, my understanding is 146.520. That's what I've programmed into my radios anyway.
There you go, Patrick.
To you. You guys are correct. 146.520 is the national calling frequency. We used it when we drove cross country all the way to Alaska. And occasionally you pick up people transmitting on it. But a lot of times what you'll find is you have to go to the area and program the local repeaters in to catch some of the locals.
Was it Alaska?
Yeah, I've been cross country twice and drove from South Carolina to Alaska and back.
Daniel, the KO4NUE for station ID, are you at home?
DTY. Yeah, I just got home probably about 5 minutes ago and jumped into my office where I have that little Yaesu FT set up.
Yeah, can you jump down to 146.520, a simplex? No tones, just plain out 146.520. I know it'll take you a little bit to get to get things adjusted, but you're gonna see if you decide to do that. Okay, now what that's gonna do is that's gonna cause you to be familiar with the radio enough to get it down to 146.520 with, you know, in simplex. And if you get down there, just give me a call. I got the Yaesu up, and if I can hear you, then we'll see if we can simplex. Anybody else that wants to jump in there and try, hey, you're welcome to. But I'd be interested knowing if I could make contact with you.
Just hit your VFO button. It's on your MR and V, and just scroll it in there. Or put it in with your microphone.
Change anything else on it other than, can I just dial it down to that 46.520, or do I need to do anything else to the radio?
You'll have to go to your VFO and get, because you're on a memory now that you've got memorized, I presume, and just hit VFO or V, whatever it says on your little buttons, and then just you can use the knob and scroll it up to 146.52, or you can input it directly with your microphone keys.
I'm going to try right now, Chad.
Then when you come back, just hit the AMR button again. It'll throw you back up to 146.610.
So, you know, Daniel, when you do it, you can start on low power, go to mid power, and then go to high power to see if you can get him. Like with everything else, you use the minimum amount of power you need, but a lot of times on Simplex, people will run it wide open, hard as it'll go. Say that.
You can't run with the big boys. You don't get off the ports there, Russell.
And Russell, this is Chad. Daniel, before you jump out of there, I just want to confirm, if he goes to Simplex, he needs to take the tone out, and the polarity drop and the shift out, right? It needs to be just nothing but 146.520. Is that correct?
You won't have to do that if you just hit the VFO button. It won't be in there, Chad.
Daniel, I'm on 146.520. I'll be monitoring. If we can't make contact, just come on back up to this one, and we'll kind of know.
Side note, and again, I'm sorry, I'm dumb here when it comes to radio since I'm new. I have the set to megahertz. I have a DWREV button. I have an A-N in low button, and then I have an MW in D-MR button.
Good question. One that goes unasked, Daniel, and we all got to learn. Guys, you give him the answer on that. You're more up on that stuff than I am. This is 0TR Mobile.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so the Yaesu, you've got a 2980, correct?
Correct.
Button. You're going to put the radio, that radio has three functions. A memory function, and when it's in memory mode, the display on the right-hand lower corner will display MR. And there's another function that is the home channel, and I forget what it displays. And then the third option is going to be VFO. And VFO is where you want to be to make your changes. Just make sure it does not display home or MR, and that will let you know that you're in VFO mode. And just take the hand mic at that time and just dial in 146.520. Make sure there's no little icons popped up above the frequency. DTS tones or anything like that. Just straight up 146.520, no special icons or anything, and just give it a shout out. By the way, where are you? You're in Taylor's, correct?
I'm in Taylor's, and I'm on the corner of there's a road called Edwards Mill Road in Wade Hampton. I'm right there on that corner practically.
Take your time. Just take your time. Nobody's, no stress, no hurries. Just however much time it takes, just drop on down 146.520 and see if we can make contact. And I'll wait and monitor both channels.
Sounds good. I'm going to try it right now.
Percy Hill, switching to 520.
Here, I'm mobile. I don't touch the radio while I'm moving. Catch you guys later. Hope I was of some help. This is N0TR clear.
KO4HKX. Tom, you're always a help. Thank you for that. Got to teach us new guys something every now and then.
1-4.
Man, I'll tell you, we all forget and we all got to learn, and those menu driven options, they just suck for us old people.
I'm still learning this FT991A. It's got so many menus in it, I don't know which way I'm going sometimes. And I just end up scrolling through until I find what I need.
I guess that's who I got. Have I got Patrick?
This is Patrick.
Sorry about that, Patrick. I'm easily confused, and I'm driving here. This guy left his left turn signal on for me, so I'm kind of watching him because I know he didn't mean it. Anyways, I'll tell you, one of the things I like the best, I know on my Kenwood, before I made extra, I'd set in the van limits, and you can do that. So if you're taking your finger and you're strolling through with your big knob on your VFO, when you get to the top of the band, it'll go right back around to the bottom of the band, and it keeps you within your band limits. And then when I made advanced, well, I put in the advanced bands, and then when I made extra, I put them all in to where, as I'm scrolling, when it gets to the top of it, it'll just keep going. It goes right back to the bottom, like 14150, and then it'll go through the CW band, and if I go up to or the single side band and up to 14350, and then it'll come right back around to 14150. That's a good little option you can put in. I don't know if you have or not.
This radio's got it or not, I'm still reading through the instructions and learning each thing as I go, but I'll have to keep an eye out for that so I can put the limits in like you're talking about. That would be handy instead of always having to look at a chart.
KI4DTY.
Oh, it is. It really helps a lot. It'll be in there. KI4DQY recognized. This is N0TR. My name's Tom. Go ahead.
Chad, are you back?
I'm here, Daniel. I could hear you. You were just above the noise level, but definitely audible. I sent you some traffic back. I don't know if you could hear me very well, but I would kind of need to know that. Could you hear me at all?
Just parts, like when you did your call sign, NUE. I could just barely make that out.
There is the issue with Simplex, is that we're just at the edge of being able to reach one another. But let's say, for example, Tom, N0TR, he's in between us, and physically, his physical home location is directly in between the two of us. So if I could reach Tom and say, hey, Tom, I need to get a message to Daniel. Can you pass some traffic for me to Daniel? Even though I can't hear Daniel, but Tom can hear you, and Tom can hear me. Tom could be the intermediary between the two of us to pass traffic, and that's the complication with Simplex. But if you practice it, it works, and, you know, that's the whole gist of it right there.
A lot more sense now, and I can also see where it could be aggravating, but also if you have a system in play where, you know, you can actually have, like you said, somebody in between, then, yeah, it would definitely help. I could hear Russell, but I know he was having problems hearing me.
To you. Yeah, Daniel, I could pick you up a little bit, but I was coming down Tigerville Road in and out of the dips, and it seemed like when I hit the high ground, I could pick you up a little bit better.
You know, elevation makes a lot of difference. I've talked from my house, Chad, that quite a few guys up on Caesar's Head Mountain and up in that area on handy talkies with 5 watts or less. And the elevation makes a difference. And if you got a tower and a beam on it, that makes a difference. The terrain makes a difference. It's real nice if you're taking a trip or something and you got more than one ham there and you got people with radios in their car, though. It's kind of handy then.
I need to learn more about the antenna. I currently have a Diamond A or 30X that I put up. It's about probably 30 feet off the ground.
Pretty darn good. Well, I'm sitting here way to Hampton and Buncombe Road, Chad, if you know where that's at, buddy. I'll let you guys carry on. We're headed towards home. Been enjoyable. Pleasure's all mine. I'll say 73s. Now I'll be clear and I'll turn it over to Patrick. And this is NZOTR.
Gentlemen, I missed jumping down there. I hung out with Tom. So if y'all want to try it one more time, I'll see if I can get to you from my base station.
Back to 146.520.
For HKX. Guys, you're back up here.
KE2, RCU. Y.
2RCL. Daniel, again, I was picking you up. It was scratchy, but I barely could get some of your transmission in. But, gentlemen, I am about to destinate here, so I'm going to jump off from here for a bit. It's a pleasure talking with all y'all. Sounds good. Keep me in the loop on the simplex and relays. This is K2RCL. I'll be clear.
K2RCL. Thanks for hopping on.
K2RCL, have a good day. 732-KO4HKX here.
HKX, KO4NUE. Hey, Patrick, I got a little bit of you. I don't know where you are, but you were audible. But Daniel is clear as a bell, but I just cannot get out in this hole I'm in. But all that means is I just need to find somebody between me and Daniel and let them relay for me. I guess I'm the issue there. But, you know, you kind of get the idea, Daniel, how it's supposed to work. I mean, once it's all worked out and you learn who to call and contact, then, you know, in an emergency, it doesn't matter if it's aggravating or not. If it's an emergency, you're going to do what you got to do, right?
True to that. But yeah, I couldn't hear you at all. I could hear Russell just a little bit. I think you say he was out in Tigerville, which isn't terribly far from me, so now I'm wondering if it's just my setup. Of course, I'm just running this little Yaesu, which is watt, max power 80 watts. So I'm sure that's probably some of it. But yeah, definitely see the advantage of doing it, trying to figure it out, and I'm definitely on board for working with you a little bit more on this and seeing what we can come up.
Call on the cell phone, and we'll work out something to see what we can do. I'll find out, and I'll plot you and Russell and find out where he is along the chain. I'm sure he'd help us out one afternoon and pass some traffic and relay some traffic. But, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to work. But you can see why you got to have a plan in place, yeah?
Yeah, even for those storms coming through, I knew you, well, I didn't know initially, but I knew you lost electricity. But I was trying to reach out to you on the radio to try to tell you what was coming your way because I was watching radar.
Yeah, so are you still in the ham shack?
I'm in my office on this little Yaesu.
Write this down for me so you know kind of what to do. And Daniel. So go to Google and type in warns or warnsystem.org, and that's Whiskey Alpha Romeo November System.org. And what you're going to see there is warns stands for Wide Area Repeater Network System. So in your area, in our area, because the mountain range up there creates some pretty violent storms at times, looks like about 15 or 16 repeaters that are linked. All of their frequencies are listed, all of the offsets and all of their tones are listed, and they can talk all the way to Columbia. So if you lose power and can't track weather, or let's say I don't know, let's say zombies are coming and you don't have power, you can jump onto any of those frequencies and they're linked all the way across the upstate. And there will be a net controller that comes on. His call sign is Kilo Kilo 4 November Tango India. And he will come on and say, hey, we spotted 15 zombies in Marietta, South Carolina. I'm going to declare this a standby net. Any amateur radio operators, please call in and give me information about the storm or tree damage or lightning damage or zombies or whatever it is, okay? And you'll hear all these amateur calls come in. And he tracks that information. And after he collects some of it, he'll spit it back out across the net so everybody knows kind of what's going on in their area. But just for your information and your knowledge, that's warnsystem.com. And that's going to mean now that one of your radios need to be tuned into that frequency so that when a bad weather system comes in, you can switch straight to that. And you can hear all the amateur calls call in and say, this is going on here, this is going on there. And you can basically plot it if you've got a physical map in your shack. KO4 NUE for station ID.